When people see bugs, what do they normally say? Yeah, they go, ew, or icky. Okay, but I'm a water quality scientist. Scientists don't say words like ew or icky or nasty. Who can raise their hand and tell me words that scientists say?
USU's Water Quality Why? Extension Programs Director, Brian Green, is teaching elementary school students about insects that live in streams for the first part of their lives and in the air as adults. They're called aquatic macroinvertebrates, and Green says they're biological indicators of clean, healthy water.
Because these macroinvertebrates have to live in the stream 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, they integrate all the stress from the environment. So if the water's too warm, if there's not enough dissolved oxygen, or it's not good habitat, they're not able to survive.
Green says this works better than doing a chemical sample, which only gives a snapshot view on water quality.
These biological indicators, they are integrating the entire stress of the watershed over the entire period of their life cycle.
No,
does he bite?
No, he doesn't bite. See how he has the two.
Water quality extension workers set out water tubs filled with macroinvertebrates and let the children interact with the insects. The students looked at most of the aquatic life through magnifying glasses on petri dishes, but one of the insects was big enough to hold, the juvenile stonefly, which Green says is very sensitive to pollution.
They are kind of like the rock star of the water quality world. You only find these stoneflies in really healthy streams.
Nancy Messner, professor of watershed sciences at USU, says a big part of the water quality extension program is working with children.
We have grown to understand that working with kids has probably some of the biggest impact long term.
The College of Natural Resources has been hosting NR days for kids for 30 years now, and Messner says she knows the program is effective at teaching children. A graduate student once gave children a pretest before they attended the event, which evaluated their knowledge and attitude towards water and the outdoors. The students were then tested twice more, once soon after NR days, and once 8 months later. Messner says the results showed a significant increase in both knowledge and attitude.
If you ask them at the beginning, tell me about a river, they'd say, rivers are wet. And if you ask them after this activity, tell me about a river, they will say, rivers are cool places and we need to keep them clean for all the animals that live there. That's a big difference.
Messner says it's important for these kids to understand water quality because we're all responsible for taking care of natural resources.
We have a very limited amount of usable clean water. Once it's contaminated, that's that much less water that we can use. And so whether you like to water ski or irrigate or drink or just play in it, we need to have clean water.
Tim Beach, programs assistant at the Water Quality Extension, says he hopes NR Days gives the children a sense of excitement and adventure to get outdoors and learn more about their environment. Reporting for The Source on Utah Public Radio, I'm Christopher Campbell.